It's Here and Now. And now a story for which we'd love you to close your eyes, as reporter Karen Miller-Metzen did. So get in a safe place. Get ready to close your eyes as Karen joins us in the studio. Karen, you're going to tell us about blind dining?
It's this concept that started in Zurich in 1999. There was this blind pastor, and he wanted his guests to be able to dine like he did. Mm-hmm. So he blindfolded them. And eventually he started a restaurant. Since then, there have been dark restaurants opening in all the major cities around the world. There's one in New York, London, Barcelona, Paris. And different ones work differently. Some of them actually use blindfolds, mm-hmm. but others use pitch black rooms. And some are fancy, some are casual.
Although I have to say, you're going to tell us about one, but you just said, I think it was upscale. But then again,
we have no way of knowing because we hear that the presentation was beautiful, but we have no way of knowing.
Because the idea is what?
Well, so the idea is to experience food the way a blind or visually impaired person would.
Okay.
And that means with all your senses.
So start with the restaurant. How does it work within the restaurant?
So the waiters are blind or visually impaired, and that means they have to learn the layout of the room. And I asked our waiter about it. He did it by counting steps between the tables, knowing where the tables were, feeling how long the tables are so that you don't put the food down where there is no table. Mm-hmm. Everything in the room is always in the same position. The other thing is that as the waiters walk through the room, they call out so that other waiters who are walking by don't walk into them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're with other people, they announce how many people are with them. And you always stand behind each other. So you make a sort of train or conga line so that everybody knows where everybody is at all time through sound.
And obviously, waiters would have to remember who gets what and where each diner is seated. It's a very skilled job for them. You tell us the cooking staff is sighted. But now tell us about the diners. So what did you do?
So we went to see what this was all about. We went to Au Noir restaurant in Montreal. It's on a busy street, de Maisonneuve, right downtown. But if you don't know it's there, you'd walk right by because the blinds are drawn to keep light from seeping in. And when you go in, you end up in this dimly lit bar. And that's where the diners order, where the waiters pick up their drinks. It's where the cash registers are. So when we went there, we were met by a hostess, Elise Stewart, who showed us the menus, and then she laid out how the night would work.
All right, so welcome, everybody. How this works is that, as you can see, you have a choice of 2 or 3-course meal. At the bottom of each category, you'll see that we have surprise dishes. The surprise dishes are not something written on the menu. It's something totally different. So if you do get a surprise dish, it's really important to let us know when you order if you have any allergies, any restrictions, or any things that you really, really don't like that you don't want. We can also do all kinds of surprise drinks if you want a surprise cocktail, surprise glass of wine.
We order our dinner, including a surprise cocktail, and we wait for our waiter, Sam Sherabin. He speaks fluent French and English, and like all the waiters, he's blind. We ask him what it's going to feel like in the dining room.
Most thing that people said is, oh, it's really black, because most of people think there's going to be some light, but there's no light at all. And when you give yourself some time, about 10 minutes, it's all right. Most of people like the experience. Some people sometimes, a few are scared because they have some panic attack. But for most of people, it's a good experience.
So what do you do when people are scared or panicking? Do they call you? Do they?
Yeah, I always tell them if they need anything, just call me loud and clear. So I can try to speak with them. I'll tell to them, give yourself 10 minutes. If you're not feeling well, try to close your eyes. And if you're not feeling well, I'll come get you and I'll bring you outside.
Other than the fact that we're in a dark room, is the dining experience different than any other restaurant experience?
Yes, because the sensitivity to the food, to the drinks, it's more, not accurate, but it's more powerful.
Other diners arrive. We note that they look as nervous as we do. Restaurant co-owner Leonard Nieto, who's also working at the bar, tells us what drew him to Au Noir.
It was a restaurant business that had a bar that was friendly, and that, of course, it gave the opportunity for visually handicapped individuals to have a platform in which we could provide quality work for people that have a high level of unemployment in society. So it was the mixture of all these facets that made us very interested in developing this idea.
Well, there's no more stalling. Sam takes us to a locker where we store not only things that would create light in the room, but also things that could be a hazard in the dark, like a backpack or a purse, and, of course, your phone. I should add that it's not that easy to find dining partners when you tell them you'll be eating without light, so I've enlisted my 22-year-old son Daniel and my mother Doreen, a Montreal native.
It's locked. I have the key.
And now we're off to our adventure.
I'll make a line, single file, hands over shoulders, then we'll go, all right?
Okay, we're walking into the pitch black now. I have my hands on Sam's shoulders. My mother has her hands on my shoulders, and Daniel is in the rear, and we can't see anything.
It sounds cool.
How is it so far?
So far, it's fine. Are you guys okay?
Yeah, it's just super dark. Yeah.
There's going to be a second door on your right. I'm going to open it, just hold it for the person who's following you, right?
Okay.
Right here. Go with the noise. Yeah. So while I'm walking, I'm going to say attention to so the other waiters know that I'm coming. Attention, trois personnes. Attention, trois personnes. Attention, trois personnes. I'm going to give you a chair one by one.
Okay, I'm now seated in my chair.
Right.
And I'm...
You're not straight. The table is right in front of you.
The table in front of us.
Like this, and voila. I'm going to tell you what's on the table. If you guys touch in front of you, you're going to feel a napkin. On your left, there's going to be two forks.
Yep.
On your right, a knife. In front of the napkin, there's a little plate with butter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back with your drinks, water,
excellent.
And after that, your starters, all right?
Excellent.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
Experience.
You take the one closest to you.
Sam leaves, and we're a little shell-shocked. We're in the dark. And it's not the kind of dark where your eyes adjust and you start to see shapes or shadows. It's the kind of dark where we open and close our eyes repeatedly, and there's no difference at all. We try not to dwell on that, because it's actually a little scary. Instead, we focus on trying to eat.
Okay, I got one.
Yeah, I got one too, so there's... I have the butter. Do you want me to... I'm going to...
How in the world are we
going
put
to
put butter on this?
There is going to be butter on this roll.
The appetizers arrive.
The
as in, they're not there, and then they are.
Mine is a salmon, a marinated salmon appetizer, and I'm actually putting my fingers into the plate to see where the food is located. How are you doing, Mom?
I'm trying to find the food. I just dropped something on my lap.
That's what the napkins are for, if you can find them.
We get through the next courses never using our cutlery, because we need to feel the food to know where it is and how much is on the plate. We don't pour our own drinks or wine, and hot drinks are placed first on our left shoulders so that we can feel them and then lower them to the table. Of course, there were a few mishaps. I wiped my mouth with the tablecloth, and as for Daniel...
Okay, I just thought my tea bag was another part of my dessert that I hadn't found.
Did you eat it?
I tasted it, and it felt a bit too much like cloth to eat, and that's when it hit me.
With that, dinner was done.
Yeah, are we all done then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you want me to do that? I'll call him out. Sam? Sam? We're done.
Sam helps us up and around the table. We're disoriented. We haven't been able to figure out the shape of the room, where the other diners are seated. Well, we form our conga line, and we follow him out.
Oh, and here we are.
Wow. And out we come into the light, and it feels really bright. We're all squinting.
Funny thing is, when we came in, it looked so dim, and now it looks quite bright.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
oh,
awesome.
We did.
Thank you so much.
It was
much
a wonderful experience.
Really awesome.
We leave the restaurant full, with a new appreciation of some of the challenges of dining without vision. We also plot our next trip to the restaurant with other family members and friends so that we can have the last laugh when they munch on their tea bags. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Miller-Medson in Montreal.
And we know many of you already well know this experience, being visually impaired yourself. Either way, if you've been to a so-called dark restaurant, let us know where it is at herenow.org.